Okay, going back to ordinary versus extreme. I want you to listen to these words and compare them in your mind. Discomfort versus disaster. Is there a difference to you? Misfortune versus misery. Is there a difference to you? Displeasure versus desperation. Hard times versus hopelessness. Difficult versus destruction. Do you sense a difference in the words? Yeah, you do. I know you do. You know what the differences are. The first set of words describe ordinary hardship. The second set, disaster, misery, desperation, destruction, describe extreme hardship, exceptional and extremely unusual hardship. When you're presenting your evidence, you have to present the evidence that shows you're falling into the latter category of words, not the former. Clients come to me and they only want, my husband works the same job as this other person. And we both have three kids. And that should be hardship. Ooh, boy, that is so far off base. Or you read these letters that people write for people doing family unity, and they write these factors, and I read them and say, ooh, boy. Nothing even unusual about that. That's going to be pretty ordinary in the eyes of the adjudicator. Okay. Extreme hardship is extreme. Ordinary hardship is ordinary. You've got to move. And and it's not a matter. You probably have the evidence. You probably have lived that life. It's a matter of compiling the evidence and putting it together in a way that your Pulitzer Prize novel is told. Hardship is not just heartache, sorrow, and sadness. And boy, do I hear that a lot. It's like, stop it. In fact, I saw it on a Facebook post yesterday. And stop. You need more than that. I understand that. That's ordinary. Sorry. It's not just economic and financial. Some people, geez, if I get deported, my wife's not going to be able to afford food for the kids and the clothes. And most situations, I mean, once in a while, it could be a difference, even on the first instance I cited. That's ordinary. Courts have said financial hardship, economic hardship alone is not enough. And there's cases showing people doing very well. And the judges say, we're doing very well. So you lose it. You're a successful business person. You know how to make money. You go home, make money over there. Plus, you speak the language and you're from there originally. So it's not extreme hardship to me. Don't exaggerate. Please don't exaggerate. That's a real key. People want to exaggerate their hardship. You can exaggerate to me. And you can exaggerate to your husband, wife, and children, cousins, uncles, aunts, and friends, and community members, churchgoers, and co-workers. It's not going to work in court. It's not going to work within the adjudicator. Don't exaggerate. And besides, exaggeration is a form of conclusion. I want you to conclude like I'm doing. No, show, tell, prove. Show, tell, prove. Show, tell, prove. Don't conclude. Jesus, they want to conclude. I mean, you know, one of the hardest things I've had to learn is I want to conclude for judges and attorneys, especially, you know, I look at some of those guys and it's like, Jesus, well. I don't think they're that bright, but I can't conclude for them, so I've learned just to back off. They're going to reach their own conclusions. All I can do is show, tell, prove. Show, tell, prove. Force them. Force them to say I haven't proved it. Force them to say it, because we're going to be ready with plan B, and that's an appeal, which should always be part of your hardship preparation. That's another session, though. So what that requires is that you're specific with your evidence. You're not general. Don't conclude. Don't be general. Don't just say, oh, my wife won't be able to afford dinner. My wife, okay, prove it. How much you make? Why can't your wife work? Oh, your wife has an illness that prevents her from doing any jobs outside the house. Oh, you got little babies. You can't afford childcare. Oh, yeah. Prove it. Be specific. Don't be general. There are ways to use that issue of economic hardship, but not by itself. Add. My children, you know, they have these dreams. They want to go to college. You know, come on, add it. Right now we're sending them to parochial school. We live in a tough neighborhood, and we want to protect them from the gangs. Come on, add it. I mean, it's amazing how many families I talk to when I get into the children, and they're clueless. Children are one of the most important factors in a hardship analysis, especially if they're citizens. You know, come on, the one thing I think what judges and adjudicators, you know, for visa waiver, they really look at that issue of the children's if they're citizens, because a lot of them do not want to strip them of that by forcing them to move to the country with the other individual. But if you don't show the facts, you don't show the evidence to support that proposition, they will deport you anyway. And you will be separated, or they're going to lose their citizenship in a way by going, having to move to another country. So again, don't be general, be specific. Tell your story. Tell it. Not just a loose collection of facts. Tie it together. You have a hardship. And I would venture to say you have an extreme hardship. You have an exceptional and extremely unusual hardship. You just need to tell it. You need to prove it. You need to show it. You need to tell it.